It's a very common human need to want things to be introduced, and it's no different when speaking or writing sentences. A lot of times we have sort of what we call introductory elements, which introduce the main part of the sentence. And the main part of the sentence always has to be an independent clause, meaning it can stand alone as a sentence. It is a thought fully expressed. But oftentimes we put a word or a name, a phrase, even a whole clause before the main part of the sentence in order to introduce it. If it's a word, it could be something as simple as, you know, Jimmy, be sure to bring your pencil to math class today. Jimmy is the introductory element. The main sentence is, bring your pencil to math class today. So you always put a comma after that introductory element. The element could also be a phrase. Without thinking, I leapt into the goldfish tank and saved the goldfish. Without thinking is the introductory part of the sentence, and the main sentence is, I jumped into the goldfish tank to save the goldfish, which of course I would do. Right? You can also have introductory clauses. They're called dependent clauses. And it's something like, because it is snowing today, we won't be going to school. Some people say you can't start a sentence with because, but I just did, and no police came to take me away for a grammar infraction. Since it's Tuesday, we have a half a day at school. We have a half a day at school is the independent clause. It can work on its own as a sentence. The independent clause, the dependent clause at the beginning, is since it's Tuesday, comma, we have a half a day at school. If the dependent clause comes at the beginning of a sentence, you put a comma after it. If it comes at the end of the sentence, then you don't have to put a comma in there. We have a half a day today since it's Tuesday. If you feel there's some kind of pause, you can put a comma in there, but usually I don't. I think the less cluttered a writing piece is, the better. But that's pretty much commas with introductory elements. Just like with commas with conjunctions, look for the independent clause. When you see an independent clause, there's bound to be some kind of punctuation or something a little bit different in that area of your writing piece. All right. Finally, comma. I am done talking about commas with introductory elements.